Vayifga b'makom. So the Gemara in Tractate Chulin tells us, Rashi quotes it, Kimata leCharan, Yaakov Avinu went all the way to Charan, and he said, Efshar, can it be? Avalti al makom shitpalu avotai, I passed by the place my forefathers used to pray. Mani lo itpalalti, I didn't daven there. Then he thought to himself, I got to go back. So then he had kfitzata derech. He reached the place quicker than anticipated, quicker than it should have been. That's why he bumped into the place. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin. Right. So Rashi gives us another pshat. Rashi says, what does it mean? Hara Moriah uprooted itself and came to Yaakov. Yaakov was thinking he had a long journey to go, and suddenly, wait, here's Hara Moriah.
So we're talking about something that's much more than distance.
Really,
you know, I went a few kilometers. I mean, he must have done something to himself to go out, a lot outside of time. But with the laws, as you said really earlier on, if you're an Abraham, fire doesn't burn you. If you're a Yaakov, distance and time are not so...
The question is if it's literal.
Walkable distance.
Well, that's
a walkable...
It's
a from Beersheba to Jerusalem, you know, it still takes a while. It's not something that takes one day's walk.
I guess there's many come
So let's hear Rav Chalap just a second. Rav Chalap says, Yaakov Avinu over here was paving the path for his descendants. That even when they're in exile, if they desire Eretz Yisrael, if they desire the light of redemption, so then Har Moriah jumps to them. The Holy of Holies can come to them, and even in the darkness of their exile, they can have that light shine onto them. And just as by Yaakov Avinu, he reaches exile, he reaches Haran, and he says, wait a second, how could I not be in the Holy of Holies? How could it be I'm not back there? So that tremendous desire to be back there brought it to him. So by the same token, his descendants after him, if they arouse that desire, so then they can be considered as though they're standing in the Holy of Holies in the land of their fathers. There's a saying, I think it's written somewhere. There was a period during the war when Rav Kook was, I think, in Switzerland. And he couldn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. And what they say is that he desired to be back so much, he told his students later, that desire to come back allowed him to connect to the light of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz as well. That he felt like he had the shine of Eretz Yisrael even while he was in Chutz Laaretz because of that desire. So that one of the key points that we see as a recurring theme is arousing desire for positive things. It's not only doing positive, it's also desiring that which is positive. And when one arouses the desire for Eretz Yisrael, for Yerushalayim, for Beit HaMikdash, one becomes a different person.
And you're saying you can choose to arouse a certain desire or not?
Sure. Sure, that's true in every realm. That's true in the physical and the spiritual world. Yes.